Okay, I will call the meeting to order. Everybody was on the line before we switched over, so let's go ahead and begin with the approval of the minutes from our last meeting. They were distributed along with the agenda.
This is Doug. I'll move adoption of the minutes of the May 15th meeting.
Thank you. I'll second. Any issues relating or discussion relating to those minutes? Then all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. Then the next issue is loans. I am trying to get my laptop to fire up to the page. I've been working on this for a while.
I can help you. There are 8 loans, about $3.5 million.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they've been approved for public purpose.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the loans?
Can I say something? This is Jonathan.
Yes.
We're at our rate of interest now, where a 20-year is now 4.5%. It's possible we'll be looking at another rate increase in the next month or so, because the Feds are meeting in June, and there's a likelihood of an additional rate increase. We'll be watching that. But 4.5 is a pretty good interest rate historically for us in the last 10 years.
Fabulous. Anything else? Otherwise, then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
Doug, I vote aye.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay. Then next up, I'm sorry, I cannot get my agenda to, I'm trying to pull this up, and my laptop just won't open up the right way for me, so I need a little help.
We have old businesses next, and we have none, according to the agenda. So then we could go to new business, and we are supposed to discuss our adopted investment plan that we adopted back some time ago. And that was the treasurer requested that discussion.
Yeah, I'll just speak briefly to it. I don't think we're necessarily voting on anything, but I had just asked Jonathan. Obviously, you guys said we had adopted an investment plan. I think it was November of 16. I think it was going back a ways. But I just thought that some of these things that are being processed, whether it's the venture capital, we've now done two buys of it, $15 million, I believe, and then the large agency bond, I think it was $26 million for WIDA. I know I talked to Jonathan. Like, the WIDA loan bond wasn't as normal as some of the other ones we do, where we buy them on the secondary market, like the State of Wisconsin Investment bonds or so forth. So I had just kind of thought that those types, at some point, I think it might make sense where, I mean, we do meet every 2 weeks, basically. It wouldn't be that big of a deal, as long as it wasn't time-sensitive that we just voted on them. But that was kind of my point, and I've talked to Jonathan a little bit about it. I don't know if Jonathan had any thoughts.
Well, not much, Matt. I think we were operating under the investment plan and policy that had given the staff and the investment committee the authority to make these investments. I think I owe a little bit in an effort to be really transparent, I kept talking about this WIDA loan over a period of several months as it was developing, because it was something that was new to us in that we were negotiating something in great detail. If I want to be really honest about it, I'm not sure we want to do another one like that anytime soon, because we don't have the personnel resources to do that kind of work necessarily. But it's a darn good loan. It's a 4.75% interest rate with a likelihood of resetting. So I guess the thought I would have is that we'll keep informing you as we develop these things that are a little beyond what you normally expect. And if you want to have a separate action, interrupt and let's do that.
Okay. And I guess just last part would be on the venture capital. I think, if I recall, it was 3% was the target, so that would be basically where we're at, 30 million of our billion ballparking. But I thought it went up to maybe 5%, if I'm correct. I guess my question is any more venture capital being sought after? Because my concern, and this is just my simple foot, and maybe my co-commissioners don't share the concern, I just don't want to have too much money in the venture capital, just as an argument SWIB has about 1% of their fund. We're almost 3%. So I guess, Jonathan, are you planning to buy more venture capital, or are we pretty much done now?
Well, we have nothing on our platter, and okay. If we did, we would be announcing it to the board and bringing in the venture capital principles as we did with the other two funds.
Mm-hmm.
So the board would have a lot of advance notice. As a practical matter, we've, quote, committed $30 million, but we've only actually forwarded or have had a $3.6 million draw so far. I think the venture fund six, the draw will be less than that. So we don't ever expect to actually commit or invest the entire $30 million. By the time we start getting money back, we figure we'll be in about 50% of the $30 million. But no, the answer is we're not contemplating anything additional at this time. And if we were, you would be hearing about it because we would introduce the principles of a fund.
Okay. Well, and it all just stemmed off. I think Doug even had the question or the point. I think he had asked if we were going to vote on it at one point. And frankly, it just seemed logical to me as well because these aren't as time sensitive. But if they're not in the hopper for the foreseeable future, I guess it doesn't matter. So I guess I'm fine to move on unless the other gentlemen want to speak.
All right.
Well, in terms of our agenda, we didn't. I don't think we put on here a potential motion to change our policy, but it's not an unreasonable discussion to have. I agree with you. These aren't the same as many of the rest of the loans we do. So if you want to have a potential discussion and vote, just ask to put it on the. You can raise it now to put it on the next agenda because I don't think this notice would have anyone expecting we'd be changing the policy.
Yeah, Mr. Fergino, I think you're correct. I didn't see any. I think Doug, I don't know if you had any thoughts because I know you were the one that had asked if we were going to vote. I think in the future, just these ones that are, I guess my thought would be since they're not, you know, the most common where we're buying, you know, $300,000 in a bond or something. I think these we could do a vote on, but, you know. I guess, so the Attorney General's point is maybe I'll add something in a future agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Because the next item is future agenda items. You could say it now, or you can wait and have it added in between meetings. It doesn't matter to me.
Maybe I'll email something to Jonathan at some point.
Okay. Sounds good. Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary's report?
Well, it's very brief. The two things is... I've had really good communication with Dr. Carling at the Three Lakes School District. He's agreed to pay 50% of the appraisal value. He's moved to have his annual meeting approve the land purchase, so he's meeting all the statutory requirements. I would expect this could potentially close in July, or late July probably, and everybody seems comfortable with it. So that's moving along, and that's a $63,000 land sale that will go into the CSF, Normal School Principal. I have two bills to report that are over $5,000 that have been reviewed by the board chair. One is the Venture Fund 6 versus due diligence for $15,000. And the second one is the ESRI bill that's an annual bill. This year it's $7,900. But it was down. It's down from 10,000 thanks to Mike Krieger's negotiation. We expect to be able to keep reducing that a little bit, but we can't go without it because it manages all of our GIS systems, both here in Lake Tomahawk, and it's the price of going to the dance. We can't be without it. Those are the only two things I wanted to report, and the transaction is pretty simple on the board meeting minutes.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else for the good of the order?
Beautiful order.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
I'll third it.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
You too, guys. Thank you.